No-till agriculture spreading around the world. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. No-till agriculture has become the norm on many Tennessee farms. Now UT scientists are taking the successful farming technique to the other side of the world, in Thailand and Vietnam. Chuck Denny has more.
Growing conditions here are surprisingly like Tennessee. For instance, clay soils are common in Southeast Asia.
While they have got a high percentage of clay, they don't have very many nutrients left. A lot of the nutrients have been weathered out.
That's UT soil scientist Dr. Forbes Walker. He and Dr. Neil Ash traveled to Thailand and Vietnam recently. This part of the world has heavy rains causing major soil erosion. Dr. Ash says the UT team went there on a grant-funded trip to teach Thai and Vietnamese researchers about conserving the soil and no-till agriculture. No-till is where you spare the plow to save the soil, planting one crop on top of the residue of a past field. Today, more than two-thirds of all Tennessee row crop land is no-till. Dr. Ash says it's not uncommon in Thailand to plow a field repeatedly in raising a crop.
Our first results are that no-till produces just as well as their eight passes, and keep in mind their fuel costs are just a little bit higher than ours are here.
As for farming in Vietnam, parts of that country are mountainous, and growing crops on steep slopes create severe erosion problems. Here again is Dr. Walker.
The government there has a real policy to expand agricultural production, so what people are doing are moving up to the upland areas, to the forested areas, clearing the forests, and doing agriculture in a not very environmentally sound manner.
The UT scientists plan to return to Southeast Asia in the future to check on the progression of no-till agriculture there. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
The UT scientists believe if no-till works here, it will also work on the other side of the world. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.